Coming up on Stuck in Beta, we're sipping on tropical punch sour drops from Central Tap and going deep on fast food, counting down our top five burgers and remembering bizarre mascots like the Noid and Mac Tonight.
I'm out here eating Cousin's Maine lobster for dinner and trying to rewire a rental house using AI.
While I'm sending the kids to summer school and watching Millie walk the field at a Cardinals game.
We've also got St. Louis Olympic Marathon Trials Unicorn Popcorn, and we are finally comparing notes on Game of Thrones.
It all starts right now.
Woohoo!
Welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
Is that your real inside voice there, Greg?
That's my inside voice. I'm not trying to be so loud.
I know. Don't want to draw attention to ourselves.
Yeah, but no one really cares, probably.
Well, hey, Greg, I'm Josh. This is something new for us.
So we're at Central Tap in Festus, Missouri.
We are. We're cool trying place. Something new.
We're here early, so it's not so crowded, but there's a lot of people here, so it's probably the best time for us. Because if there was a lot of people, we'd probably be like, hey guys, this is Greg, this is Josh. You
know, yeah.
Real silent.
But this was Lori's idea. She kicked me this idea and told me to pass it to you a couple weeks ago. We should try to do some field trips, go out on assignment, as they say in the business.
We're on assignment.
And check out the local scene. And
yeah. Yeah.
Have a beer, maybe a snack, lunch, whatever.
Yeah.
We started here at Central Tap, which is a tap room that opened in October of last year, 2025. And it is the, adjoining business to Main and Mill Brewery, which is like two blocks further down the street.
Yep.
Awesome place. I need to take some B-roll and
yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, just show the place off.
But yeah, it's a really cool place. I like the atmosphere. They have like trivia and bingo. Extreme
yeah,
bingo.
Yeah, there is.
That.
We've been here for bingo. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it was a big crowd too. But there's a lot of times that I'm here like now where I don't feel like there's too many people here, which it's the time of day.
It's early, so.
But I think too, a lot of people haven't heard about this place yet. So, all the people that watch and listen to this show that are in the Jefferson County area, check it out. I think it's well worth it.
Yeah, check it out. But we got one from their menu today, which is a Main and Mill beer. It's a sour, actually.
Yeah, I wanted something a little bit more refreshing. There's several stouts and heavy IPAs that are on the menu.
Maybe we'll get another one of those later. But right now, it's Tropical Fruit Drops. It's a fruited sour, 5% ABV. The only description they have is kettle sour with a tropical twist. Now I had their triple berry smash one and a couple months ago, and
yeah.
I really enjoy that one. This one's it's good.
I feel like I'm gravitating towards these some, and we've talked about it. I feel like my palate has changed. It's been twice in the last
week. We used to hate sours.
Oh yeah, so this doesn't seem sour to me hardly at all. I mean, it has just a little bit of it, very subtle.
It's not some of those sours that we first encountered.
Oh God,
almost seem like
they're brutal.
Yeah, it was like they were trying to really do damage to your tongue.
Yeah, you just like get the pucker and the corners
and
of your
tears.
Mouth. Yeah. But this is really good.
Yeah, it's good. It definitely has that. I would say, you ever had the candies, the sour punch straws?
No, I don't think I have.
I think it has a little bit of that flavor to it. It's good.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. But yeah, this is a great place, and this is going to be fun. So, what have you been up to?
I've been continuing my running. I've had to skip a few days, so I wouldn't say my running is as
consistent.
I was like 12 days in a row.
Yeah, you said that last time.
I think I got up to like 15 days, but then Then I had like, I had different events and stuff I had to go to that, yeah. I'm like, oh, there's just no way, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, life happens.
And summer is in full effect now. The last couple days have been somewhat okay, I guess, but as far as like temperature and humidity, it's been on the rise. And I don't know about you, but man, I can just go out and take a short walk and I'm drenched.
Oh, yeah.
I don't enjoy that.
I've been waiting until about 7:30, 8 o'clock before I do my run-in.
Yeah.
I probably should do it early in the morning, though. But
yeah, yeah. And then, well, you take showers in the evening, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why we're going to get that personal, but...
How do you know that?
You've talked about it before. Okay.
But, so, we've started summer school with the kids.
Yeah.
Peter's going into kindergarten, so it's a big thing. And he loves that he gets to ride the bus and all that.
Yeah.
But, get this, I don't know if I discussed this last week, but the bus picks up at 6:42.
That's early for a little guy.
And then, guess what time it drops up at school?
I think you told me it's over an hour, right?
8 o'clock. It's
wow.
78 minutes.
And he's handling it okay?
We've decided that an hour of sleep is better.
Yeah.
But he's gone back and forth with us. I really want to ride the bus.
Oh, really?
Like, well, you ride it on the way home. The way home is okay. Like 20 minutes. It's not a big deal. But that...
is a crazy long considering... From your house to school is, if you're a straight drive, it's probably, what, 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yeah.
And that's, so whenever I was in high school, I lived probably a good 20-something miles from school. And my bus, we were the first pickup on our bus route. And we drove, like, we didn't take the highway or anything. We took, like, the side roads and everything going all the way. I know it wasn't even that long. It was probably like 45 minutes or so for the total route.
Yeah. Well, I know, summer school, they only have a few buses. They have every high schooler, junior, they have everyone on the bus.
Oh, so he has older kids and stuff too?
Yeah, like they can only sit on the front few seats. High schoolers are in the back. And yeah.
Interesting.
It's, I don't know. I would not want to be on a bus that long.
No.
I guess they have air conditioning, but I know some of those buses didn't have air conditioning when we were kids.
I never noticed that whenever we were kids, though. I don't think I noticed like heat and humidity nearly as much.
Yeah, of course not. We're immune to that, apparently.
Right.
But you take down the window. Yeah. Everyone has the windows down. That'd be your air conditioning.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yeah. Man.
But like Molly, yes. We took them to the bus yesterday, and they went ahead, and so they went 2 days this week to the bus. The first day, which was Tuesday, and then Thursday, and it actually came late on Thursday.
Sorry to interrupt. You do have your microphone on. Okay, sorry. Keep going. I didn't see the light. It scared me.
This whole time. Got to redo. So... what was I saying? Molly, we have all this time now if we drop them off that early. So
oh, really?
She's like, well, I'm going to walk the dog. I'm going to walk around and do the treadmill or whatever. So, so it does give us time to do our own thing that before work, but it also,
you're getting up earlier. So you were talking about the hour of sleep is more for you guys, or is that for him as well?
Oh, them too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because neither one of them are great.
Morning people.
Millie especially. Oh, my gosh. She sleeps like a teenager. She'll sleep really late if we let her, yeah. Hmm.
But they're, like, they have adapted to the summer school, like, curriculum, quote unquote.
I mean,
part of it.
Yeah, it's doing artwork and I mean, it's a lot of fun. They enjoy it, so
yeah, that's good.
It's for us. It's more especially for Peter, him getting to go for the first time. You know,
Yeah, Lori and I were out for a walk this morning in our town, and they were doing the parent drop-off for the schools, and I said, I was trying to be funny, I said, there's the summer daycare, I mean summer school for the...
Hey, that's essentially what it is.
Yeah. She's I don't blame people for sending their kids to summer school.
From July until the first day of school, they're going to be, you know, home.
Oh, no.
I guess it'll go back to probably have a few days with grandma, but...
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's gonna go out and play.
Yeah.
It's too hot.
Going back to your running comment for a second, last Saturday, I guess it was the day after you were talking about your 12-day streak, I was like, man, I was a little bit inspired, Greg. So yeah. I was out for a walk and I'm like, I'm just gonna run. And I ran a mile and I hadn't done that in a while. So felt pretty good. The only reason why I stopped is because I got home. And then I looked and it was a mile.
But
I was like, I'm going to take it easy and not like jump into
blow out your shins and your calves. Yeah.
But I haven't done anything since. Yeah. Other than walking and stuff like that. But
I don't know. Luckily, I'm getting this habit where I'm like, I feel I need to do it. And I feel upset if I don't do it. You know?
So, that's when you know you really have like developed a habit, is that if you don't do it, it's more of an impact to you than like when you skip it, you can really feel it.
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me this week, because the one thing, my neighborhood, I'm able to get a little over two mile mm-hmm. lap, or it takes me three laps, mm-hmm. but there's hills.
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't hills, I'd get up faster, but mm-hmm. I got I'm like 10 minutes and 9 seconds a mile right now.
Okay,
so
that's not bad.
I'd be under if I was on flat, you know, because I know I'm struggling when I get to those hills.
But that is also a really good training, so if you did get into a 5K that was fairly flat, it should, you would think, improve your speed.
Yeah. Definitely getting easier though. I'm able to run the entire time now. I'm not stopping.
Oh, no intervals?
Yeah, no intervals. Yeah.
That's good.
Probably need to start mixing it up though, because my body's going to get bored with this one, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to mention that...
It's a little toasty in here.
It is a little warm, man. It's probably just our own like anxiety of like, we're on. There was nobody around. But last night, it was a Thursday night. There was a food truck that was coming to town that Lori was really excited about.
Oh yeah.
It's called Cousins Maine Lobster. And we tried to go to this food truck probably a year ago. They were at Second Shift Brewery. And they were talking about how they have crab cake and lobster rolls and like all the, you know, really good, you know, lobster type related foods. So she wanted to go then. And when we went to Second Shift, I'm not kidding. I think I talked about this actually a week or so ago whenever we were doing this. But at that time, it was like wrapped around the building, the line was of people, there was cars everywhere, and we drove up and they were like, oh, it's gonna be like an hour and 20 minute wait and mm-hmm. all that, and we were like, it's not worth standing in line that long. So yesterday they were gonna be here in town at Lowe's, in the Lowe's parking lot, and so Lori went and she picked up Lexi and they went over there, and I was on my way, I was coming from working on my rental property, and I said, if you just happen to get in line and you make your way up, just order me whatever you're having, because I just mm-hmm. thought it was going to be like this huge line.
Right.
And I show up and they were the only people there.
Really?
It was like 4 o'clock.
That sucks.
Yeah. So they didn't, I don't know, as far as the you know amount of people that came out to support them or whatever, must have been pretty low. But I had tacos, lobster tacos. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good, but I felt like the toppings kind of overpowered the lobster flavor. And then Lori and Lexi both had lobster rolls and they said they were really good, but I didn't get a chance to try those because they were already finished by the time I got there.
Well, you know where they came from, right?
Uh-uh.
It was a Shark Tank deal.
Really?
Yeah, they went on Shark Tank and Barbara on there, they secured $55,000 for a 15% equity of their business, and now it's the biggest, it's one of the biggest success stories, eventually surpassing $1 billion in sales.
What? Is it like a chain kind of thing?
They have several food trucks, so I guess that's the one in, I don't know how many are in the St. Louis area, but obviously there's some in this. But I looked it up when you said cousin, that sounded familiar, and I'm like, oh, that's the one, because I don't watch that all the time, but I have watched that. And
Did it originate in the St. Louis area then?
No, it... It was a single food truck in Los Angeles.
Oh.
With just $150,000 in sales. Oh, they asked for 5%, $55,000 for 5%, but she offered $55,000 for 15%.
Wow.
But hell, 15% of that business, and apparently she's helping it grow, so.
Interesting. Well, it was cool. I mean, it was a neat experience to get something like that from a truck, and it kind of sounds like cliche in a way, like don't get fish off of a truck kind of thing, but anyway, it was good. I'm glad we finally got to try it.
Yeah. That's cool. I went to the Cardinal game on Tuesday. That was one of the nights I couldn't run. That was the first day of school.
Yeah.
So the kids were already tired from getting up early. I got home and I'm like, okay, we gotta leave, because Millie is in the Girl Scouts, and they had scout night, and we had to be there when they opened at when the gates opened at 5:15.
Oh gosh,
because they, I think it was 5:45 when they got to walk on the field, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. But did you walk with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just
like the troop leaders.
Yeah, troop leader with them. But there was Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Okay.
So it was pretty neat. Sadly, the Cardinals lost. But
they haven't been doing well lately.
No, they've. You know, when you, they did win one out of three, I guess, this last series. But you know.
Yeah, they were. I looked the other day, and it was like, you know how you see the standings, and they were starting to slip. I think they were in third place. And I looked at their last 10 games, and it said they were 3-7. I'm like,
I think the whole Central Division is all over 500, though. So, I mean, it's
pretty good.
It's a pretty solid division. And it's going to be hard to get in that top spot in this division.
Yeah, it is.
Unless they, you know. But you see, you're like, they start doing really well, and you're like, all right, man, this, okay, they're starting to gel or whatever, but then they'll have like a down streak like this, where they keep losing a bunch. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully they don't fall too far behind and continue to at least keep some sort of, like, keep it competitive and look like they have a chance. That's what we want. When they fall apart and it's like August and they're like what was that last year? I mean, no, it was the year before last when it was like they were good 10, 15 games back. It's like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. Like, oh, man. It was, so at the, we're at the ballpark. One thing I've noted, I found out later, but I just use Gemini. I'm like, where can I find a Four Hands beer in park or whatever? And it's like, here's the four places you can find.
Oh, cool.
It's like, and we were nowhere close. I'm like, I'll be back. I had to go down to like section 108 we were in 253. We were in the lower section, but the sun was blaring on you. So, I don't know, they were fine tickets. It just, I'd rather it be, you know, it needs to be like a 8 o'clock start.
Right.
But that doesn't happen.
Were you able to see the Tarps Off crew?
Yeah.
It's become a phenomenon.
Peter took his shirt off, and he didn't go down there, but he did it. He took it off and was spinning his shirt around.
That's funny.
Show you some video of that. It was
pretty funny.
But yeah, it was a good time, even though they lost.
Well, speaking of St. Louis, did you see the news that they're going to have the 2028 U.S. Olympic Marathon team trials in St. Louis?
No, I didn't.
So there's the marathon race, you know, the 26 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess goes back to our conversation on running. But they won that over, I think, Phoenix. And so I think they said there's like 700 people or something that are qualified to be able to run that race. And then the top three move on to the Olympic team. Oh. So that's
are we gonna run that?
I don't think we would qualify. It said that a men's time to qualify for this race, men have to be under, I think, 2 hours and 17 minutes, and women 2 hours and 36 minutes or something like that.
I'd be happy to do under 4 hours.
Right. But they said that there's expected to be like hundreds of thousands of people that be lining the streets, and it's going to go like start at Wash U and then run around, well, wrap around towards downtown. And there's like a couple streets that it's going to go, like I think they said towards the Soulard area and then back. And it's going to finish at Energizer Park, which is where the soccer team plays.
Yeah.
And also they're getting a couple of games there for the Summer Olympics as well at the soccer stadium.
Huh.
So it's cool stuff going on in St. Louis. Yeah. That I watched this news segment, and this is on YouTube, but I shared the link in the show notes here.
I saw that, but I didn't see it until I got here, so.
Channel 4 News does they call it First Alert Forward, and it's all like, I really enjoy it. I watch it on YouTube, but I really like the segments because they're all like 4 to 6 minutes long, and it's like highlights of really good things that are happening in the city of St. Louis, sometimes the county, but it's usually like very progressive stuff that I haven't been aware of that's happening, like a building is getting renovated, you know, that's been vacant, like I think the tallest building in St. Louis, it was called the AT&T Tower.
Yeah.
They moved to Texas like long ago, but it had been like other people had businesses in there, but it's been vacant for like years now. And now they're like redeveloping the entire thing, and it's turning into housing on like the majority of it. And then down below, it's supposed to be like restaurants and bars and
shopping.
Aren't they
doing something with the, what is it? The Millennium
Hotel? Yeah, that's been a segment on there. So I really like it. I watch it all the time because I feel like they have really good stories, and they're very informative. And they're quick and to the point too, unlike us.
We're not quick to the
point. We're not professionals.
Yeah. Nope. Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts,
lilac, pecans too, pistachios. Did you bring a snack?
Oh, I did. So I stole my kid's popcorn here. So, I've got, this is from Popcornopolis? Is that what it is?
Popcornopolis?
Popcorn.
It's a tough word.
So, those are the two. We have Americorn and Unicorn.
Oh, that's clever.
Huh. So,
where do these come from? Are these, isn't a local thing, right?
This is, I think they have shops in the mall or whatever for this place, but they sell it at Dollar Tree too. And that's where Molly got it for the kids.
That's gluten free.
Well, there you go. So, this Americorn for the happy 250th.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The big party's coming up.
That is vanilla flavored caramel corn, and it's like red, white, and blue.
Festive.
Yeah.
Gotta get one of each. Oh look, I got two. No, I got three red.
I mean, it tastes like caramel
corn. Oh yeah. Well,
maybe slightly different. It's good though.
I get the vanilla flavor. Vanilla flavored caramel. Yeah, it is good.
Speaking of snacks, I found, like, the next day, I found those chips I was trying to find. I saw them at the store. And I'm like, do I want to buy more chips right now?
Are the other ones still hanging around at the house?
Yeah.
Oh, so what's this one?
This one is unicorn lemon and berry flavored candy coated popcorn.
And they're more of a rainbow flavored, it looks, or colored.
Yellow, pink. I don't know why she opened.
Don't rip straight down the middle of the bag.
Well, she opened it weird.
You gotta rip and turn, rip and turn.
That's Millie.
Looks like you got a lot of purple there. I got yellow and pink.
This actually goes with the beer.
Yeah. So you think all of them are the same flavor?
This is straight candy.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It's good, but lemon and berry, yeah.
Kind of reminds me of a ice cream flavor. I don't like this one as much. I like the caramel better, but those are interesting. Not how much sugar's in this stuff.
Oh, I don't know, but I can feel it on my teeth.
Yeah. 1 gram of protein. Total sugar is 15 grams, but I mean...
15 grams in one kernel?
About 2.5 thirds, so it's a half a cup. Yeah, one kernel. Half a cup. I mean, we're not even having a half a cup total. That's not bad. What do they come up with next?
Yeah. But yeah, I gotta find those. It was hamburger chips and lemonade chips.
Yeah. And that they were both the 250 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Independence.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Well, you want to jump into top five?
Okay.
By the way, I need to get all the sound effects from you if that's something okay. You can share, then I can try to put them in here.
It should be in the sound effects folder.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you should have access to that.
Okay.
So, top five this week. I'm going with top five fast food burgers.
Yes. You want to go from five down to one?
Yeah.
All right, you go first.
Okay.
So, actually, wait, before we start, do you have any prediction on how many we will overlap? Yours obscure. Yours aren't. You can't be obscure, right? They got to be.
No, not really. But I'd say maybe two.
Okay.
Because, so I would say fast food, like chain, you know, type. Yeah. And
fast casual?
Except for the, no, fast, like fast food where you would order drive from through? A counter or drive through or.
But like, if you order from a counter and then they bring it to you, is that still fast food?
I don't know, because Burger King does that sometimes now, too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Because my number one is not, like, they bring it out to you.
Yeah. I think I know what number one is.
But it has a drive-thru.
Yeah. All right. So my number five, which probably is the most popular fast food chain, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Now, I normally wouldn't have them as one of my favorite burgers, but I do like, so it's a special burger, quarter pounder with cheese, deluxe. It's the exact ingredients of the old McDLT, and the quarter pounder they actually make fresh, unlike every other burger they have.
I wasn't aware of that.
So, and that one, it just has lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise as well on it.
Okay. I wasn't going like as detailed of like what specific burger.
Oh, well,
just going
that's
with
fine.
Like whatever. So my number five, I put Wendy's. And as I was thinking through it, I'm like, man, I remember Wendy's was kind of crap whenever we were, I would say, like, kids and
Square
high
beef.
School. Yeah. But the restaurant as it was wasn't good, like, years ago. And then I feel like it, like, had a...
Like a resurgence.
Yeah, like, yeah. Early to mid-2000s, probably. And it was great, and we had one not too far from here. And then it's kind of, like, gone in the other direction again after... What was it, Dave passed away, and then didn't his daughter, I don't know if her name's Wendy, but didn't she have some control over it for a while? Or
I think so, yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, that was my number five. I every once in a while, I'll still have it, and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, but it's not as sought after. But I would say, like, in that early to mid, like, 2000s time frame, it was pretty darn good.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Baconator, that's
yeah.
my burger.
Yeah.
So I put Five Guys as number four, which is kind of, maybe it should have been five, because fuck. I don't go there very often, because one, there's not one that close.
Yeah.
Two, I don't think Molly's such a fan. I think they're really good. I think their burgers are good, and they give you unlimited toppings. So if you get a cheeseburger, you can pile it up with stuff on there. But they're expensive. Like, a little cheeseburger, like a single cheeseburger, is like $8.50.
Yeah.
So it's not a place you go to very often. But I do think they're a really good burger.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had Five Guys in my life. And every time I've driven past one or said something to Lori about it, she's like, they're so expensive.
Yeah.
That's all she's ever said, so we've never gone.
The one thing about them, though, so when we've gone, we've both gotten one of the little cheeseburgers, because they call it a little cheeseburger. I think it's just a single, essentially. But you pile it up with stuff. And then we split, like, a fry. But the way they give a fry, it's not like... They'll fill a thing, dump it in the bag, and then fill another, and then there's your fry. So you get like, if you get a medium fry, you get like a medium and almost double what you order. So we'd always split a fry. And they have Cajun fries, which are really good too.
I'd like to try it one of these days.
Yeah.
I guess I need
they
to be prepared.
They closed
for
the one in Arnold's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That one closed. I don't know, 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
It's a bank.
Like, I don't get over that way very often.
Turn a bank into a, or a burger place into a bank.
Yeah. Well, I put, this is probably a basic one, but I put Burger King on there as my number four, because I really do feel like they have one of the most flavorful burgers, you know, the flame broiled. And I remember years ago we tried the Beyond, was it Beyond Burger? Impossible Burger. And that was really, really good. I've only had it a handful of times since then. But, you know, their burgers are, I feel like, really good still. It's just we don't go there very often.
Yeah.
Although we had their,
the Mandalorian burger or whatever.
Deal, yeah. Which was pretty good.
Yeah. My number three, I bet, is on your list, Steak and Shake.
It's not on my list,
really?
Actually.
Okay.
That's a good one, though.
Steak and Shake, I think, I mean, going back to, I worked there when I was a kid, and my favorite burger from there is a Frisco Melt, but I like just about anything there.
Yeah.
I think, I guess they were my introduction to the Smash Burger, because that's what they do.
You were quite the Smash Burger griller too. I remember going there and seeing you behind the counter, because you could sit at the counter, and I remember seeing you put that out there, and then, like, I was like, that's why they call it a Smash Burger.
It wasn't a common thing either. Now it's everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. Well, my number three is In-N-Out, and I don't even know if they're in St. Louis.
No.
I didn't think so.
Close. I mean, the only one I've eaten at it was in Vegas.
That's where I had my last one. But they're in California, like, all over the Southwest. And I think they're really good. They got good quality, thick burgers. And, yeah, we had them earlier, like, twice while we were out there in Vegas.
They are good, but I have to say their fries are not good.
I agree.
Their fries are like, they don't have a good consistency. I don't know how they screw them up, but they do.
And they have like, what is it called? Animal seasoning?
You can get the animal style.
Yeah, it's extra, but.
It's like the onion and it's kind of like Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. And I didn't care for that either. Yeah. Their burgers are fantastic though, I think.
Yeah. My number two is, I'm guessing is definitely on your list, is Culver's.
It is on my list.
And what do you say? Their butter burgers are they're good.
Yeah.
They had one, man, what was it? They had like a, well, they always have a, they have a jalapeno one now I need to try, but they always, even the bun is like different on their specialty burgers.
Oh yeah.
And they're really good, but just their regular burgers are awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
My number two was your number five, McDonald's. And I'm going to go specific with my, since you went specific with your McDonald's, mine is the single cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And I get it plain. I think, I don't know what it is, but the single cheeseburger plain is just tastes great.
When you do a plain too, they need to make it
fresh.
Fresh. Yeah. So you always get it.
Yeah.
I've heard that about, get it fries without salt and then ask for salt packets.
Yeah, that's true. But it's probably been my go-to since high school with McDonald's is the value meal with the single cheeseburgers.
It used to be like $2.99. Yeah. Probably $8.99,
$9.99. I don't think it's that high, but it's pretty high. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's your, I think, is your number one Shake Shack?
It is. Shake Shack is, that's my favorite burger. I think they built one over closer in Sunset Hills, the old Fuddruckers, and Molly loves it too, so I get to go, and the kids like it, so we get to go there, you know, so, well, it's not like we're always in the area or anything, but it's another one of those options we have, the whole family likes, and their burgers are just so good. I think they're awesome. They use a potato buns, the potato rolls, whatever.
I need to get back over there and try them again. I think I've only had it once or twice, but yeah, it's a great burger.
Yeah.
Well, my number one, you called it earlier, is Culver's. I've definitely fallen in love with Culver's over the last couple of years. I just had them over the weekend. Lori like threw out, we were busy on Sunday, we were doing some things, and she's like, well, we can go home and have these leftovers, or we can do this or that, or we can go to Culver's. And I'm like, she said that in the morning, and like literally all day long, Culver's was on my mind. I told her later, because we went home and we were working on a house and we showered and everything. And she's like, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? I'm like, we're going to go to Culver's. We actually just went through the drive-thru inside the parking lot and ate it.
Oh.
But man, we...
You didn't even go inside.
No, because she didn't have a bra on. I was lucky to get her out of the house.
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't. But I think their burgers are fantastic. And we always do the hack where we get the kids' meals. Because
then you get the free ice cream.
Free ice cream. It's plenty of food. But I love that you can get like all the toppings on there.
Yeah.
And they load it up, and I just think their burgers, but the, like you said, their butter buns and their burgers are fantastic. And I remember your parents would always, it felt like for years, anytime I would go to Culver's and Arnold, I'd run into your parents.
Yeah, because they were always there. Yeah.
So I love that place.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, we are kind of cruising. I think we're cruising because we're in the... we're not as relaxed and we're out of our environment.
Yeah.
Out of the basement.
Out of our comfort zone.
Yeah. We gotta name this episode Out of the Basement or something. No.
All right, we went back for another beer and I got the Triple Berry, which is, let's see, Kettle Sour popping with raspberry, blackberry, and strawberry. 5.6 ABV, another sour. And it's really good.
I got the We're Gonna Park in the Streets. It's a double IPA with Citra, Simcoe, Strata, and Mosaic hops. This big dog hits all the notes and strums them well.
8.9%.
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
Tastes good.
All right, moving.
I don't know what else to say. So you may be surprised with this.
I saw your note on this, and I was super excited. I ran into the living room and tell Lori that I saw your note on this.
Yeah. So you finished Game of Thrones, and I started it.
Yeah.
I got through season one. I'm actually two or three into season two.
This all happened since our last conversation, which was a week ago.
Yeah.
You've been binge watching it?
Well, I told you my background thing was kind of Big Bang, and then I had nothing else to put on, so I put on that. So I've been kind of watching that. And
that is, Game of Thrones is not a background kind
well,
of show.
Well, yeah, you're right. So I noticed this the first time. It's a lot easier with subtitles.
Yes.
Because I almost need them on for a lot of the stuff. It's funny though, some people have like real thick act, then others, they just talk like you and me, and it's like...
Pretty much,
one thing I have noticed is like even said this was when I had watched one episode before, and I was like through the at the end of the episode I'm like, they're still introducing new characters. They do that the entire way. You're like,
yeah,
like episode 8 or something, you're like, there's some character or whatever, and you follow them, you're like, have I met this guy yet? And then you realize this is a whole new character they're introducing today. And then I guess you also know that each one of the, what are they, not, are they kingdoms or realms or?
Yeah.
That they each have their own like animal too. There's like the dire wolf, the one has what, the lion, the other's a squid or something. And they all have, so. It's interesting. I've been liking it, and I'm excited. just hearing people talk about it, I know some of the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know enough to know what I heard, you know. Yeah. But I'm liking it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we finished it last week or a week or so ago, and the finale was good, but I didn't like love it. Like, there was things that you wish would have happened that took a different turn, and I mean, it was fine how it wrapped up, but I think it was just part of it where it was like just continuously like kind of keeping you on the edge of like guessing what's going to happen and then like going in a different direction. So they just like carried that throughout the whole series. But
now
I miss it already though.
Yeah.
Cause we were so like, I mean, it was probably one of my favorite shows that I've ever watched now.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy.
That's cool. I think, where was I?
Take two.
Like you were saying about the finale, I think there's so many shows where you are so excited about it and it doesn't really deliver how you want, and I can see that. I mean, there's some shows that I'm like, oh, that was a really good finale, but then there is so many out there that give you that, you're like, oh, man, they didn't answer this, or they didn't finish this storyline, or
so since you watched season one and you're already into season two, you know multiple people die, like they just kill them off constantly, like main characters. So
Saw
like Ned Stark, I really liked him a lot. He seemed like the most like
he was
genuine
kind
guy.
Of the first person you were introduced to.
With like season or episode three or something that they kill him off, and
I don't think it was the third. I thought it was towards the end.
Was it? Okay, I can't.
And then
remember.
That little king brat or whatever.
Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nuts.
So
But we went and started watching House of the Dragon, which is a prequel to to Game of Thrones, and it's set like 200 years earlier with the Targaryen family.
I was gonna say that just follows them.
There's other families still, because it's like the exact same kingdom, continent, whatever, and so there's a different family.
Daenerys.
She's Targaryen.
Yeah.
From Game of Thrones. So it's before her. It's her ancestors.
But
then you'll see Lannisters and Starks and all that in there. But I just haven't, like, I feel like the very first episode of Game of Thrones, I was like, oh, I like that person, or I like that person. And House of Dragon hasn't really done that for me. And I'm like four episodes in, and I'm like, these people are not that likable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't you say with Game of Thrones that you'll like someone and then all of a sudden you hate them or whatever? I mean,
yeah, they do that. Or they'll kill them off.
Is a tyrant? I can't remember the Peter Dinklage character, but he's
Tywin.
Yeah, he's a pretty interesting character because he kind of just says it how it is, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a shit about anything.
No.
He's just like, you know.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm just early on, so.
He's awesome. He won a lot of awards for that role as well over the years. We keep flapping our arms here because there's a couple of gnats flying around. Great show. We were sad that, and Lori kept going, let's watch another. And I'm like, come on, let's let it drag out because, I don't know, I had a good time watching it.
You wanted to savor it, not finish the whole feast.
Yeah, exactly.
It was feast, now it's famine.
Maybe we should have moved into something else, like The Pit or some of the other shows, but we decided to go House of Dragon, and there's two seasons of that, and the third season comes out this month.
Are they 10 episodes a season two?
Yeah. It's very, very similar, I feel like.
Is that also HBO or is that Amazon?
Yeah,
why did I think one of them was Amazon? I guess I'm thinking of something else.
It feels like the same kind of, just how it bounces from different characters throughout the show and all that kind of thing. So it's very, very similar.
Hmm.
But
we started watching Netflix. It's not a very uplifting show, but it's Michael Jackson, The Verdict. It's a three-part series on Netflix about the whole child.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's one of those things you're like, oh, I remember him, them taking him in handcuffs and all that,
I remember that.
Yeah. There's a few things in there that you'll be like, oh, I do remember them going into Neverland Ranch.
I'm almost surprised. I feel like the Michael Jackson, like his, I was on the tip of my tongue, like the whatever has taken over like his estate. I'm surprised they didn't like sue to like keep that from happening, because I feel like they've done that.
They've done that. I know there was an HBO series that they sued or something, but it's all news reports and all like.
Oh, okay.
Can you really sue on something that's
stuff that you know happened and was public footage or whatever,
right? So now we still haven't seen the Michael the documentary, but that's supposed to be like
it'll miss all that stuff.
Yeah, I think it's Jackson 5 to about bad. Yeah. It doesn't go past any of that. So
interesting.
We've only watched one episode, and it's one of those where you're like, do you think it's good, or it's entertaining, but it's not like
is there any like present day like narration or like interviews and stuff?
That's kind of what it is.
It
goes back to check old footage, and then they're interviewing like people that were involved with like attorneys and stuff that were involved with him and their take and stuff like that. And
That might be something that Lori's interested
in. So it is interesting, you know, but you know, some of the stuff is very, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Pop culture, you got some stuff on
there. Well, I was just, when we were talking about fast food burgers and all that, I thought, you know, there's a lot of defunct fast food mascots. They no longer exist. And, well, that's the topic today. That's it. That's
all right.
There's nothing besides
all
that.
All right. I haven't looked at the list very closely, so throw them at me. Okay. Let's see if I remember any of these.
Okay. I'll start. Well, if you read the spreadsheet, you know.
No, I mean, I don't have my glasses on. I didn't look. I just read the topic.
Okay. Do you remember Domino's old mascot? They actually made a video game at one time. It was the Noid. You don't remember the Noid? It was like a claymation figure, which goes back to the last episode where we talked about the same guy who did the California Raisins did the Noid. It was essentially the... Their whole campaign was avoid the Noid. He was he would destroy pizzas and stuff. That was the thing in the commercials.
Huh.
And they just dropped him completely. I don't really know the reason for a lot of these. Now this next one, I kind of Taco Bell. He remember the character Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, the little Chihuahua.
Yeah. I mean.
It got annoying.
It did.
It seemed like that went on for a long time.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that maybe they said, you know how like Speedy Gonzalez and then other Mexican stereotypes, Frito Bandito, Mexican stereotypes, maybe they were like, maybe not so much, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just saw it as a dog.
Yeah. Right, I know. Well, Chihuahua is a Mexican
dog
state, isn't it? It's not. It's not.
It's
just
also a cheese.
Is it? I thought it was a. So I mean, it had like Mexican ties to it. It wasn't like it was. It wasn't like they took an American breed dog and put it.
in a
sombrero or something. So I don't know how that could be.
Chihuahua queso cheese. That's good stuff.
Is it? I thought there was one of the states or areas in Mexico's called Chihuahua. But I could be wrong. Oh, now I see the list. Dennis the Menace for Dairy Queen. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, you worked at Dairy Queen for...
I don't remember that being...
He was on the cups.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the cartoon version. That's right.
I never understood why he was on the cups at Dairy Queen. They never really used them in, like, commercials or anything. But he was all over, like, if you went there, they had, like, stuff with Dennis the Menace, the cartoon, all over it. And that, I remember there being a cartoon, but I remember it lasting way before and way after.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I do think there was like on the signs that we would have on the front of the building, it would see like whatever's on special that week. I think there might have been things in there that was Dennis the Menace as well. So, but I don't know. Yeah, you're right. They didn't carry it.
Yeah,
very far.
It was such a weird concept, but yeah. I don't know if you know this, but the King at Burger King is no longer a...
Really?
So, on their latest commercials, they make a point that they gave him his walk-in papers.
Really?
Like, the new CEO or whatever is like, we're trying to change things up and make things... we're going back to basics, and it kind of in the commercial they kind of said we weren't so good and now we're trying to bring it back or whatever. But that goes, I was going to bring that up because Jack in the Box did that. At one point, they had the clown on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
They destroyed it, and they renamed Monterey Jacks for, like, 3 years or something. And was it the 80s or 90s?
I don't know.
And, maybe it went into the 90s. They had an E. coli scare.
Yeah.
And then they changed their name back to Jack in the Box to distance themselves from that.
Let's see. Monterey Jacks was a short-lived rebranding in the mid-1980s, designed to appeal to a more upscale yuppie demographic. Although the company had intended to rebrand all 845 Jack in the Box locations, those plans did not survive an initial test period. At its peak, only 60 locations were converted to Monterey Jacks.
I thought they were all converted. I know the ones here were, because I remember that.
But yeah, Burger King, it says that they fired him in March of 2026.
that's funny.
They shifted focus to a campaign celebrating everyday customers. Man, it originated in the 1970s. Cheerful, cartoonish character.
I don't think they actually used him that entire time, but...
Oh. Well, it says the creepy era.
Well, yeah, that was the...
Crispin Porter and Bogusky added... Oh, never mind. Became a deadpan, giant-headed human. That's what we were used to seeing recently.
Yeah. And the last one I had on the list, Mac Tonight. Remember that? The big moon-headed guy?
Yes. On McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Celebrating eating McDonald's at night, I guess. I don't know.
Was that short-lived as well?
Pretty much. That didn't last very long. But there is a lot of merch that you could find out there.
Yeah.
Like, they plastered that stuff. Maybe it wasn't that short-lived. How long was...
Why didn't you mention Subway's
famous
mascot?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't a mascot. He was a man.
Spokesman?
Yeah. 1996 to 1997. Wait. No, it was primarily active from 86 to 89, then made a comeback 96 to 97. Okay. Well, there you go. Pop culture.
There you go. Hey, we're not even at an hour yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems like we've been...
So...
It's funny, the TVs, like, they were playing South Park earlier. Now they're playing...
Seinfeld. Well, my Shop Talk segment. So last week I was talking about how I was thinking about rewiring this house that I'm working on.
And like Tim the Tool Man Taylor. So I rewired it.
Yeah. Well, I decided to go all in, but what I did was I'm relying on ChatGPT.
Oh no.
To help me out. And it actually was, so I spent a lot of time doing research like last Saturday, and I went through and I don't remember if I told you this or not, but like I saw this, like helpful tips on how you can prompt any kind of AI. And one of the, you know, some of the tips were like, ask the AI bot to act like somebody that you're wanting them to be. So that they know, like...
Act like Bob Vila and tell me what to do.
So I said like, act like an electrician, a professional electrician. So quote, like, actual electrical code and things
right.
like that.
Yeah.
But tell me in a way that you're essentially, like, telling, like, a high school student.
Yeah.
And...
Three-year-old.
Yeah. And I said, only give me one step at a time. Because sometimes whenever you ask something, it'll give you like 15 steps. And I'm like, I can't do that.
Wait till I'm ready for the next step. Yeah.
So I started working with it. And it's actually been very helpful. Like, it walked me through things that I hadn't even considered. And then it told me, like, tools to consider that... that I wasn't even aware of, that it even existed. Like, I didn't know there was this... a drill bit that's called, it's called a flexible bit that you, and I haven't bought this yet, but it, you can go in like the bottom of the floor and you can like wrap it to where it goes all the way up to the top if you wanted to drill a hole in like the top plate. And just the top of it is the drill bit, but the rest of it's like a flexible thing that you put in your drill. And it's just a flexible drill bit. So people are like, electricians use that. So they don't have to tear into the whole wall. They just drill at the very top from down below. Like they remove the baseboard, mm-hmm. feed it in, go all the way up, drill a hole, and then feed the wire down from inside the top of the wall.
I get, and could they tie it, like yeah, tie the wire too. To the end of that and then pull it back out?
Through, yeah.
Huh.
There's a lot of tricks like that. So it's been...
What if you hit another wire? I guess you got to make sure there's no cables in that.
You can do that with some of the metal detector, not metal.
Stud finders.
Yeah, those show electric.
Shows electric,
like
yeah.
And plumbing and all that. But I didn't even know those tools existed, but it's been very helpful.
How long is like a 10 foot? I mean, how does it go straight up and not go?
It's flexible like a tent pole, whatever that is. I don't know if those are made out of flat fiberglass or whatever.
Yeah.
It's flexible. It's like that, but with the drill bit on the end of it.
Hmm. No, I didn't know that existed either.
Yeah. So I've been using that, and I started this week, and it's taken me a lot longer than I expected, or than I planned, I should say, but. We'll see how it goes. I'm thinking about creating a video like I rewired my house with AI or like that.
Yeah.
I haven't really started filming too much yet. It's been a lot of like planning and discovery because it wants you to, like, one of the first steps was like go to your current panel and trace every circuit breaker back to like what does it control. So it was a lot of like up and down the stairs and like, okay, this is...
Now, do you have one of those... You've seen those finders, right?
Yeah, I do have one.
Do you have one of those?
Yeah.
Those would be... I need one of those because there's a lot of places in my house where that it doesn't make sense. It, like, all my stuff is labeled, but it doesn't make sense all the time.
Really?
Like, some say smoke detectors, but... It also is the dining room or something, but doesn't have that listed, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to try to keep this like super simple because so that was like step one. Then it tells you to like start thinking about how you want to map everything out. And I didn't really even know this before, but outlets should really be on a different circuit than lights.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is it's kind of obvious that like if you were to trip a breaker, for your outlets, like you don't want to be in the dark to try to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, is so the house.
What is it? Not like a lot of them aren't like that.
No,
you
it's
know
not set
that's,
up that way. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true, but it doesn't exist in a lot of.
So I went back to some pictures and video that I took of the house that we bought and we had renovated by a professional electrician, or we renovated it, but the electrician rewired it all. And I looked at it and they have it wired that way where it's like, these are all the lights, these are all the receptacles. And that's how I'm trying to wire this one so that it's very, like right now the house is like, these three rooms are all on the same breaker. And that's part of the reason why, did I ever show you that picture of that one outlet that totally melted?
No.
Oh my God. From the outside, like from the, looking at the outlet, it was black on the outside, but whenever I took the cover off, it was like melted on the inside.
Oh my god!
Where the wire attached to the screw, and that was because they plugged in a space heater, and they ran a space heater on a circuit that was not rated for that, and the breaker doesn't have the right type of like arc fault to be able to trip if it senses something like that. So like I'm learning a whole lot about electricity and electrical like I thought I knew a fair amount, but I'm learning a ton more.
Well, that's good. I know the funny thing with AI, they know a lot of stuff, but then, like, I don't know if you've ever seen this guy on YouTube. I think it's Father Phi or something like that, PHI. He asks questions to AI all the time, but it's something like, you know, asks how many L's are in the word Google. And it'll go, there are two L's. And it's, well, can you spell that for me?
Yeah.
And they'll spell it normally, like it's supposed to be.
Huh.
And I go, well, then how many L's are in there? Oh, yeah, there's one.
Huh.
Why did you tell me there was, you know?
Yeah.
He does a lot of finding these things with it. Like, why are you telling me this? And
yeah.
Like, you found out, I think it was a ChatGPT, where he asked about Charlie Kirk's death. And he goes, when was he assassinated or whatever? And said, no, he's alive and well, or whatever.
Oh, shoot.
And he goes, wait a minute, we'll do a web search. I goes, oh, I'm seeing here, oh yeah, he's died on September or whatever.
Huh.
And he goes, why did you tell me? He goes, well, I have a certain amount of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and if I don't know it, I'll find out more with a web search. And he goes, how far does your knowledge go? He goes, to June 2024. Mm. He goes, so, okay, who won the who do you think is going to win the 2024 election? He goes, I'm not going to make any predictions. Or
huh.
So it's like, there's some weird things with some of them that...
No, you know, I totally agree.
But I mean, like, what you're doing is more general knowledge, yeah. has nothing to do with current events, but...
True, but I will say that I have used Gemini to like verify some of these things as I work, go through them, because I'm like, because on one of them, I think it was ChatGPT. I think it was on Gemini where I said, how many outlets can I run to one circuit? And it said, the National Electricians, what a blah, 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 says unlimited to.
Unlimited, I don't think so.
And I'm like,
that's all wow, right.
Yeah. And then so I went back to ChatGPT and it said, National Electricians Association says no more than 10 to 12, depending on what type of room it is. Like if it's a kitchen where there's probably multiple appliances.
Right.
If
yeah.
it's a bedroom, you can have more because there's a lot less that's going to go on in there. So, yeah, even on that. So I'm being very careful and trying to also look at other
yeah, check your work.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, most of it is probably pretty good, but yeah. You know.
No, that's great. And I wonder how much of that too. I always think like, I'm using the free versions of all this. Well, Gemini, I think I have some level.
Yeah, I have that, but I think it's part of whatever I get through Google.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But Gemini, like I'll put in, it'll say, take pictures of this area so I can see what you're working on. I'll take pictures and it'll say, you've uploaded the maximum you can for today. Check back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that, like, because it'll even give the disclaimer at the bottom, like, AI makes mistakes.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much of that would be better if you paid for it.
I think I do have, like, the pro version. And, but even, so when I'm coming up with descriptions for the podcast, mm-hmm. I'll take the MP3 of our podcast for the week. I go, can you help me with a description and, you know, some show notes? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be like, I can't read this. And I'm like, but so I've, the latest one, I had to split up into three different, and so I made it shorter chunks and then I was able to read it.
That's weird.
I don't know why, but it worked. Because at one time I had paid, you'd put in, I think it costs like $10 and you get like, you'd be able to upload like 100 gigs or something. I don't remember what it was. And that was really good of Reed and given given the show notes, descriptions, and all that. And that worked really well, but I'm like, I'm already paying for Gemini. Let me use this. And so I've been using that lately. And it could do it, but it's like you got to work around it to get it to work.
Yeah, that's really strange that it has to piecemeal it like that.
Yeah. Once I chopped it up into like three parts, it worked.
I've been using it more and more for a lot of things. And I mean, just basic questions for the most part. But I've noticed that I even had this thing I was on a money topic I was looking at, and I was asking it questions, and it, similar to your example, I said, it gave me a result and I knew it was wrong. And I'm like, I know you can't do that. And then it came back and was like, you're right. Yeah, I fixed that and this is how it should be. And I'm like, that's basic information.
Like it, yeah, it's almost like it has a certain amount of information and then it just tells you some, like, it's almost like it doesn't say, should I just give them an answer or should I look this up first?
You know. It's so freaking fast.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that stuff, it's crazy. One thing I did use it for today, actually, was I was putting together, I was uploading the video from a couple weeks ago when we did our episode where we had the Main and Mill beer, actually, the stout that was sludge at the bottom. And
yeah,
I used Gemini to create a thumbnail. I didn't even know that was an option, but it's in the YouTube, what is that called? The YouTube studio? Where Gemini popped up and said, would you like us to help you create a thumbnail for this? And I'm like, sure. So it, I put in the information.
Yeah.
How do I get out of that? How do I get out of that?
Verify it's you.
Need to do that. Oh, here. But look at it created this thumbnail where it's like you being surprised and me being grossed out at the beer that we're drinking because there was like sludge at the bottom of it.
Why?
That was pretty clever.
Yeah. Oh, so that's funny.
I ran with it. What are you looking up?
No, I was just
working. Well, that's been a show, folks.
No, I was okay. I forgot I had asked it what the password for this place is. My knowledge base is fixed during training. Okay. Yeah, I use it pretty much daily. So.
Yeah, me too.
But I need to work on some shop, some videos as usual. I've got my one for the year.
We were talking about doing the Yardzy. We need to put all that together.
Oh yeah, yeah, we've got all the videos for that.
Yeah.
We could do that. We just need to shoot a video of us playing or something.
Oh yeah, that could be something we do when we get together on these recording days.
So.
All right, well.
It's been a show.
It's been fun. Our first inaugural, I don't know, what are we calling these?
I don't know. Field I gotta trips. Pee, that's what it is.
I gotta pee. All right.
All right, see you next time.